Daisy the Destroyer was the first one up, of course. It was her way, being that she was a berserker. She took two steps out from the dumpsters we'd been using for cover and took a bullet straight to the forehead. The back of her skull exploded, launching a massive brain goop that hit the brick wall behind us. She fell on her ass a moment later, her new sword clanging on the ground but remaining in her grasp. She'd originally taken my sword after we'd saved her from being sacrificed. I'd considered just letting her keep it, but a weapon held meaning to its master, which meant I'd wanted it back. I had a few others that were better suited for a berserker anyway, and that I never used, so I'd given her the one I called Ember. I'd named it that because it got super hot whenever the person who carried it was fighting, giving it the ability to both cut and burn. It was a lava type of burn, the kind that caused drippings of heat. In other words, it was a nasty weapon that fit Izzy's persona perfectly. I grabbed her jacket and dragged her back to us again, glancing down at her lifeless eyes while shaking my head. She'd heal. "If nothing else," I said with a grunt, "she's proven what I was worried about."
"Care?" asked Endro.
"Care," I affirmed. I'd worked with the team to figure out which lesser god we should strike first, and everyone, including me, had agreed Nyx made the most sense. We just couldn't find her. Our second target was going to be Erebus, but he'd disappeared too. In fact, they'd all gone into hiding, and not even Athena could find them. She'd made Endro turn back into an owl to search for lesser gods, but he couldn't locate them either. The only thing we did know was that they were in California. That knowledge came because it was the only place Athena and Endro could at least spot traces of magic that fit the lesser gods. Then, suddenly, Los Angeles began to light up with magic. It was a lure. We all knew it. We just didn't have much of a choice but to chase it anyway. Perseus was pulling us through his maze of fun. He held the reins. We were pawns in his game currently, and there wasn't anything we could do about it. If we refused to chase, normals were going to get converted at a record pace, making Perseus' army bigger with each passing day. Distraction or not, cutting down armies like his was my job. I was compelled to do it, and Athena agreed that it had to be done. Nobody understood what Perseus was up to, and that was seriously bugging us. According to Athena, none of the council gods were able to track Perseus and his gang either. That made things scary. The only thing we had to go on, aside from the fact that Los Angeles had finally started glowing, was Hypnos's confessions during Athena's interrogation. He'd said Perseus wanted me to attack his various bases. It made no sense, so we had to pull the threads provided to us until they unraveled whatever it was Perseus had planned. Right now, that meant we were in Los Angeles fighting against Care.
"Care?" rasped Joe, his face ashen. "As in Carries? The death spirits?"
"Yep," I answered. The Carries sucked. They were a bunch of spirits who often came together in groups to form a single entity. When they were all together, or when some of them were at least, I referred to them/her as Care. The gods did too. It wasn't just my thing. Care wasn't a god, though. She was more like me, created by the gods. Unlike me, she was all about killing anyone and anything, good or bad. She got off on it. The more disturbing the death, the better.
"But Grave, they're into seriously violent death."
I gestured to Izzy's fallen body.
"Yup."
Her skull fragments were making their way back across the ground and reattaching themselves. The brain matter had already been sucked in while we were talking. It didn't take too long for us to heal, but it was long enough that we didn't all want to step out and get shot down at the same time. That'd give Care's marksman the ability to rush over and chop us up. Care's infamous marksmen were built to be cruel. I hated those bastards. She'd started creating them back in caveman times. They'd chucked rocks then. Over the years, they'd graduated to slingshots before moving on to knives, shurikens, arrows, crossbows, flint rifles, and finally, modern-day weapons like the one used to drop Izzy.